435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. If you were here yesterday, then you heard Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Well, you know what? Maybe you weren't here yesterday. Germ, can you give us a piece of Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears?
We also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor in, John Reed, because I tell you, because all I have to me is crazy.
All
this
right.
Woman.
That's enough. That's enough. No, I mean, we'll take it from there. I was very happy to hear that. I thought that was excellent. The Lieutenant Governor's phone wasn't cooperating all that well, but, you know, wasn't on us. All right, so are we ready to roll? Some of us, I think, have been rolling since the beginning. Nobody had to wait to get on board. John Reed is my friend, as you know. He used to host the show here, Richmond's Morning News, each and every morning, and is now the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. Now, I know he has been everywhere and has been 110% on board with the unified campaign with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Attorney General Jason Meares. John, thank you for being here, sir.
I am so glad to be with you. This gives me a break up here in D.C., Jeff, because I'm having to do the candidate thing of begging people for money, which is a little better than standing on Broad Street with a cup, but not much.
Oh my gosh. It is one of the many reasons, sir, that I have a zero interest in running for office, because it does seem to be almost a full-time job for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I like the campaigning part and meeting people. Last night I went to an event and I didn't speak in public at all. I just listened to a group of women from a lot of different backgrounds talk about the trouble they've had accessing health care, especially in the rural areas of Virginia. And I was just taking notes and listening. That part I like. And the idea of being in Richmond at the Capitol in January as the Lieutenant Governor and using conservative principles to try to help people solve their own problems instead of using government to fix things. And there's a subtle difference that's not so subtle in what I just said. That's exciting to me. The talking to people about money is not very exciting. It's kind of humiliating, but whatever.
Well, but you know what? You got to do it, right? We need signs. Got to
do it.
We need signs. We need brochures. We need palm cards. We need ads. You need all of it. That's all.
And I never got that Fox News job that paid me $5 million a year. That would have solved a lot of problems. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're running for the right reasons, though, and you have been running, I would say, consistently and honestly and openly since day one, right? I mean, here's who I am. Here's what I believe. I've been fighting for the right things, and you're welcome to vote for me. I'd love your vote. This is something I must ask you about, John, because the only critique I've ever had of you, as you know, is that, man, you are just too damn nice. You got that whole Southern gentleman thing going. Somebody reached out and said, I saw a picture. John Reed was talking to Abigail Spamberger. What gives? Well, all right, Mr. Reed, what gives?
Is that a crime? Well, you know me, Jeff. I invited the Democrats on the morning show regularly. And and at the beginning, they came on and I tried to shut up and let them speak, you know, and I wanted to be fair. It all changed when I had that run-in with LeVar Stoney when he was mayor, and I felt like he, to be honest with you, I think he lied to me the week before, and I politely said, you know, I don't think you were very honest with me, and I don't think that guy was used to anyone challenging him, and when I did, boy, he stopped coming. Everybody, all the other Democrats stopped coming. And then the criticism started being directed to me. I was like, wait a minute. I really am trying to give people a chance to speak. And if you don't want it, that's on you. But you know, when I saw Abigail Spamberger, I actually didn't see her. I saw the Democrats. And I thought, you know, it's 4th of July. And today is a day that we celebrate America. And it should be a day of great unity, even on the right and the left. So I said, hey, Democrats, it's a day of unity. I'm so glad to see you. And then they kind of parted, and there was Abigail Spanberger.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, heck, I'll go up and speak to her. It's fine. I think her husband was right there. I shook hands with him. I think it was her husband. And you know, it was like a two-minute conversation. It was nothing big.
Right.
But she was very polite. I tried to be polite. I mean, like, it's weird how many people are shocked by this interaction. It was basic decency. And honestly, that's what I want to bring back to Virginia if I can.
Absolutely. Those of us that that know you, the many, many people who have listened to you over the years, watched you over the years, know that's exactly at the center of what it is that you are trying to do. Have you heard back from Senator Hashmi? You offered, I thought, a rather gracious invitation to participate in 10 debates around our beloved Commonwealth. What'd she say?
Crickets. I haven't heard a word. And I mean, look, 10 debates, the idea behind that was 2 debates in every region of the state, right? That way it's not just the same old big 30,000-foot level type questions. You get to actually delve into the concerns of the localities in which you're debating.
Right.
But, I mean, not, to say nothing? Come on, what's going on here? And I don't think Virginians are going to accept anybody running for statewide office who is not willing to stand on a stage with their opponent. And you have my commitment that I'll try to be as dignified and as gentlemanly as possible. But, you know, you got to answer for your stupid votes, and you got to answer for your really bad policies. And, you know, take your best shot at me if you want to also. Let's let the voters see us in action.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. John, I don't know exactly where you were yesterday or what you were doing, but in the 4 o'clock hour, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears was here, and she made very clear, you just heard the little clip, she wants everybody out there voting for you, working to help you become Lieutenant Governor. I was happy to hear that.
I was very happy to hear it. I was listening to you for that hour. I was driving around. I had a bunch of meetings in Richmond, and I was very thankful to hear that on the radio, and I'm appreciative of that. You know, every speech I give, I talk about supporting Winsome and supporting Jason. From the top of the ticket to dog catcher, Republicans have the best ideas. They've proven that they work. I think Governor Youngkin has delivered for Virginians, and I would like to help build on that with this team. And I appreciated Winsome saying that yesterday.
Well, that is wonderful. Tell us about the biggest of the big issues for you. Lieutenant Governor Sears yesterday really talking about immigration and how the Spanberger model, and we've heard the sound from her, she would just let everybody stay. She's not concerned with the gang activity. Is that number one for you, or is there something else you're focused on?
Well, immigration is real, and I was driving earlier, and I did hear you talking about the situation in Richmond. Of course, I always respect your assessment of law enforcement issues, not having been a police officer myself. When you start talking about it, I'm interested. I do think there's a problem, though, where the default position with law enforcement isn't to support other law enforcement when they're actually enforcing the law. And the fact that Richmond City seems to have decided that they're going to be something of a sanctuary city, that's just unacceptable. It's the capital city of Virginia. The law is the law. If you don't like it, you can lobby to have it changed and get people to vote to change it. That's fine. I mean, I'm going to argue that we should limit illegal immigration and get rid of the people who are here illegally, but we can have that debate. But you don't get to pick and choose. And a lot of people are really hot about it. And you know where it's surprising? It's people who have blue-collar jobs who feel like they're being undercut by illegal immigrants who will take less, sometimes not even minimum wage. They're getting paid under the table. And American citizens are getting screwed over here, and they don't like it. And I think that's why they voted for Donald Trump, to be honest with you. And I think that's why they want somebody who's kind of hardcore on this in Richmond to stand up for their rights.
Yeah, people are desperate. The people are desperate. Those folks who are going out and calculating their hourly wage are saying, if somebody's coming out here and working for $2 an hour less, that's it. I make $0 an hour. There's something wrong with that. The most passionate folks, in many cases, it seems to me, John, and of course you're out throughout the entire Commonwealth, so you know better than I do, but it seems to me that first or second generation immigrant families who have said, wait a minute, we played by the rules. Yeah, it's a pain in the rear end. Yes, it takes a long time. Yeah, it's expensive, but by God, we're happy to be here. And no, you can't just jump the line. They seem to be the most upset about it.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things I'm doing as a candidate is talking to people that Republicans normally don't talk to.
Yep.
So I am trying to reach out to churches and synagogues, and I'll be going to a couple of Islamic mosques, mm-hmm, to try to find some people who agree with us on a lot of issues who have been neglected by our party in the past. And I, you know, the immigrant community feels very strongly that they did obey the rules, that they are abiding by the law now, and they don't like being undercut. And I think that's a point of commonality for us that will be, I don't want to make everything political. It'll be successful politically, but that's culturally where we need to be.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, running very, very hard, doing, I think, a great job. You mentioned culturally, one of the things that has become an issue, and again, Lieutenant Governor Sears mentioned it yesterday. It's something you've talked about as long as I've known you. This idea that there are guys in girls' locker rooms, there are boys stealing scholarships from girls, and the left just seems to think this is fine.
Yeah, it's outrageous, and they're going to be taught a lesson this year. Most Americans, and certainly most Virginians, are not on board with this very bizarre redefinition of gender. You're a boy or you're a girl. You're a man or a woman. And if you come to me and say you have feelings, listen, I work around and work with people's feelings all the time, but we're not going to destroy every element of a stable society in order to accommodate someone who is not dealing with factual biological truth. And if you're a mom or a dad and your daughter is competing at Godwin High School in Henrico County, playing volleyball and basketball like my sister did, mm-hmm, I am not going to allow the next generation of young girls like my sister was to be disenfranchised while I am an adult in a civilized society. This is insanity, and I do think most people know it. And the Democrats are making a big mistake, like Ghazala Hashmi, pushing the birthing mother stuff. That's so offensive. I'm not a mom, and I guess Ghazala Hashmi is. It's shocking to me that she's willing to go along with that stuff.
It is insane. It is insulting, absolutely insulting. To everyone, and you know Heidi. Heidi is not necessarily, quote, a political person, and people say, well, you know, she's,
yeah,
a suburban mom. We know how she's going to vote. I'm thinking, yeah, not so much. She is so thoroughly insulted by that birthing mom crap. It just, her head could spin. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
John, we mentioned money. And some people don't, right? I mean, well, we got to be honest about it. Some people go, oh, man, I'm going to ask for money. But you know what? If this message is going to get out there, if people are going to hear my friend John Reed, if people are going to hear the former host of Richmond's Morning News, the guy from Channel 8, who has these great conservative values, these great conservative opinions, well, then you got to raise money. So remind everybody how they can help you out.
Yep, it's johnreed4virginia.com, all spelled out, R-E-I-D, johnreed4virginia.com. And one thing I want everybody to know is You know, I quit the radio station on January 27th. So it was my decision, and I own it, but I'm operating without a salary right now. Thank God Alonzo still got a salary, because we'd be in trouble. I mean, that's how seriously I'm taking this, and I'm working my butt off every day, not just so I can be lieutenant governor. That's not the goal. The real goal is to make sure that Virginia doesn't backslide into some crazy leftist lunacy that will forever change the economic and social landscape of a wonderful place to live and raise a family. And I looked around, I was like, I got to do whatever I can to save Virginia. It's my home state. I was born here. My family's here. There are generations of people in my family from Virginia, and it's not going down while I'm alive. I'm not allowing that to happen. So if you've never given to a campaign, I know you kind of think, why would I give money? It costs money to run this stuff, and you should at least feel confident I'm a good steward of it, and I'm working my butt off for you.
Absolutely. And I know people want signs. I'm looking at the James River Air text line. How do we get signs? Can we buy signs? Is there a way that we're going to get more signs, John? Because you did share with us, they're like $5 a pop these days.
Yeah. And on Friday, the John Reed store, that's opening on the website, johnreedforvirginia.com. So you'll be able to get the signs. Plus, I've now brought a guy in who's going to, he is going to be putting some miles on his car, taking signs to the local GOP offices so that, you know, folks can pick them up. I'm so appreciative of the people who want to show their support. That really means a lot to me.
Well, there are a lot of people that want to do exactly that. Again, johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com. John, I always appreciate you being here, my friend, as I try to do on a regular basis. You please give your mom a great big hug, because we love Mrs. Reed. Judy Reed's an amazing woman, and she's got a pretty cool son.
You're so nice, Jeff, and thank you for always having me on the air. I'm really appreciative. Tell everybody hi for me.
We'll do that. John Reed for Virginia.com, 453. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.